So what's the biggest challenge you face in your business today with the restaurants? The number one thing that affects your business?
The government, 100%. Our restaurants are in San Francisco, an extremely liberal city. I love San Francisco, but I mean, we're the city in 2000, and I might have the date wrong, but 15 passed the $15 an hour minimum wage. So they basically mandated a 30% increase for everybody.
Correct.
Since then, they've added on 2 weeks paid vacation guaranteed. That's all on my shoulders. They have added on healthcare requirements. They're adding on paid maternity leave that I am, as the business owner, stuck with. So for me personally, in the San Francisco area, is 100% the government is my biggest
Right.
absolute challenge. And there's, you know, and it's difficult. And that's why I think everybody's, not everybody, but that's why fast casual is becoming so much more prevalent.
Correct.
You know, I mean,
Correct.
it's the 100% from everybody I know in the industry that I talk to, it is how to lessen employees. How can we do what we do or pivot to a different way that requires less people? Point blank, that's the biggest challenge right now is employee costs.
Right.
For us. I mean,
Right.
I don't know, you know, I don't know, if I was in Austin, Texas, I might have a totally different view. But if you're in San Francisco and you've been there is no way your biggest challenge right now is not the government's hands getting in your pocket, basically. You know.
Right. So apart from pivoting or, you know, for restaurateurs who aren't looking for new concepts but are stuck with their one or two restaurants that they're happy doing, if let's say that they're facing the same problem as you are with the increased wages. I mean, what choice is there? You just got to raise your sales. There's no other choice.
Yeah,
You got to
well,
find a
change.
way,
I mean,
right?
that's why. Yeah, I mean, you gotta
Okay.
look at your business, and I mean, yes, I mean, obviously, the easiest, and everyone's doing
Correct.
that anyway, is, I mean, you're gonna raise prices, point blank. That's, you got to do that. Just the cost of everything's going up, because when they raise the wage cost, it's not like I'm the only one that got the wage cost. My produce vendor got the same wage cost increase.
Correct.
The milk guy did. The, you know, everything down the line did. So
Correct.
everybody's raising, you know, so that means the cost of meat went up and the cost of milk went up, you know, like everything's going up because of it.
Right.
So you've got to evaluate your own business and say, okay, what do? How do we do it? You know, and that's, I think, one of the reasons I was talking earlier about our kind of menu redesign we're working on, and it's going to be a significant change in how we operate or how we have operated in the past, but we also feel we can do it with a little bit less people, you know, different ways. And whether that works or not, I don't know, but we're going to give it a try, because you can't stand still. You got to keep moving. So that would be
Right.
it. I mean, but it's interesting too, and we'll be interested to see, because San Francisco's wage is higher than the state of California. So if you live, I don't know, 20 minutes out of the city, you're more willing now to drive in and work. So we've been dealing with a labor shortage as well, but I feel
Right.
that is, it's not, certainly not fixed, but I feel like it's better than it was a year ago. But I mean, because the wages are getting where they are, people are willing to drive farther to work in San Francisco. But I mean, just especially, again, cooks being the hard one, you know, there's definitely been, we've, at least for us, we've had a large, and not just us, the Bay Area has had a large, I don't know, lack of quality people looking for work, you know.
Right. Why do you think that's happening? Because that's another global phenomenon.
Well,
Shortage of trained manpower, good
yeah,
manpower.
I think
Yeah.
also, I mean, there's also in the Bay Area, there's been an explosion in restaurants in general.
Right.
You know, I mean, like,
Right.
I think there's also been a massive wave of openings, and people, high expectations and maybe low experience. So they are paying and overpaying to get people.